This is Steve Woodward teeing off. We've entered an age of laser focus on improved health, the Make America Healthy Again movement. New federal dietary guidelines reflect this. Americans have long pursued exercise routines only to exercise poor judgment, shopping for groceries, or dining in restaurants. The revised guidance is not complicated. Eat more animal proteins and fat. Avoid processed foods. Demand whole foods, including whole milk. Unfortunately, the sources of these whole foods, farms, are declining. A Virginia livestock farmer, Joel Salatin, shares research that the United States has lost about 28,000 farms annually during the past decade. The American farmer's average age is 58, years older than the average in other economic sectors. And as farms became more industrialized, the quality of what they produced deteriorated. Farmer Joel's operation in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley bans chemical fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, and vaccines. Food should not be like a car factory, he says, and our gut health, the body's microbiome, isn't a motor. Yet, hands-on farming does not make food cheaper. So, when you hear citizens whining about affordability, maybe mention higher food costs being preferable to higher healthcare bills. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.